Hey, how's it going? Episode 16 of the I Won't Practice podcast. My name is Donovan. I am here with Joe and Ryan. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Good.
Awesome. We are going to recap the event at La Crosse, Mississippi River Stop 9 for the Bassmaster Elite Series. Awesome event to watch. It was really, really fun. We thought it would be, and sure enough, it was. What were your thoughts on the event?
Overall, I mean, anytime they go to La Crosse, it's going to be a good event. Most visual fish catching that there is anywhere on the Elite Series schedule every time they go there. So everyone loves seeing topwater fish, and that's what you saw a lot of.
A lot of. It was fun. Joe, thoughts?
Same. Just love watching people throw a frog, really. And just that mat and all that stuff. Duckweed. Fun. Fun, mm-hmm. Fun.
You kind of have a little bit of a sponsor for the grass stuff going on. What is that?
They all needed it. Ninja grass blade. Need it. Have to have it. Must have.
And that goes on the
trolling motor.
Oh, okay. Yes. Gotcha.
To cut grass.
It cuts grass. So let's go ahead and hop into our picks for last week. So we'll do the top 10. I had Pat Schlapper to come in the top 10, which he did.
I was impressed with the pick.
Pretty good pick.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good pick. he did technically come in top 10. First is in the top 10. So congrats, Pat. Oh, good job. Seth Fighter. Joe had Seth Fighter for top 10.
Yep.
You know, not 20, bad.
22nd.
It's pretty good. 23rd.
Oh,
not too bad. Not too bad. He made day three. Same thing with Ryan's pick, Austin Felix. Headed on to day three, almost made day four, 15th place. Almost got it done. And for the winners, me and Ryan had the same winner, Chris Johnston. Ended up in 19th. Not the result we were looking for.
But he won the big prize.
Mm-hmm. He won the big prize. Angler of the year. It was close until about day two, day three.
Day three.
Yeah. I heard a fun fact today. Chris Johnston obviously wins Angler of the Year. Guess how much money he's made fishing this year on bass?
52,000.
58, I think.
58?
Very close.
Wow.
Yep. And he's the dude. That's all he made.
That's it?
That's it.
However, if you look at his finishes this year compared to last year, he actually profited $3,000 more.
This year?
Yes. Because of the whole entry fee thing.
Yeah. Sure.
He would have
money's in, money's out.
Yeah, exactly. He actually profited more this year.
That is unbelievable that you can. I'm going to say only because every single tournament, the winner makes 100K minus any bonuses or anything. You can make 58K and be Angler of the Year.
Consistent.
Well, but he never won one. Right. And with the new payouts this year, it's not geared towards the guys that come in second through 10th.
Mm-hmm.
It made the winner winning $100,000 potentially career changing money.
Right.
You know, whereas before $100,000 was just a 2-year loan on entry fees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see how that could be a little frustrating on their side. And I understand, you know, a few of them, I say a few, I don't know the exact number, but you guys will know this more than I will. They had gripes when it was changed over last year about how the structure was going to be. Yes, there were no entry fees, but also the pay table decreased by how much?
A lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. So,
which it got changed as well. It was edited.
Right. But I can see how that's frustrating on their side. But, you know, congrats to Pat.
Sorry, I'd throw that in there. I just thought it was interesting. I just got a kick out of it. Like, it was like, oh, God.
That is interesting. The
reason I guessed 52,000 is because I'm pretty sure I saw that same stat the other day.
And then Joe's pick for winner, BP.
Yep.
Brandon Polaniak.
Excuse me, can we get it?
How do you say his last name?
How did you say
Polaniak? His last
name? Polanium?
No, Polaniak. How do you say his last name?
Polanik?
Oh, is it Polaniak?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm giving it too much.
You gave it a lot of flavor.
Polaniak, yeah. Polaniak. Brandon Polaniak, 47th. He saw day three.
Yep.
All right.
Not a bad tournament.
Not a bad tournament. Not bad. For the weights, I thought I was going to be really, really close because they started day four and I tuned in at like,
it was windy on day four.
It was windy.
Yeah.
I tuned in day four around 10 or 11 o'clock just to see, and Pat had like 63.2 or 63.3. And I was like, oh my God, like I almost nailed that. Nope, not even close.
Yeah, they fished till three.
Yeah, they had a little bit of extra time past 11 o'clock. But as far as nailing the weight, you guys did. You guys almost played Price is Right with the weights.
Well, if it's Price is Right, then we both lost because you can't go over.
I would still technically have won. That's like betting $1.
Yeah. Ooh, you should have bet $1.
£1.
£1.
Bob.
Yeah.
Joe with, how much did you guys have? Joe had 66.9. Ryan had 66.8. Final weight, 66.5. So within 3 or 4 ounces, very good pick for Ryan because he technically is the closest. But Joe, consistently so far, average weight differential is about 4 ounces.
Do I win any money?
No.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah. No, you do not. Friends of the program, I figured I'd throw this in. Our guys that have come on here and talked with us, Wes Logan, 36th with 39.5, and Tim Doobie, 76th, 23.14. Do you want to talk about Tim? Did you talk to him at all before and after the tournament?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know there was a little bit of a, not really a scare, but there was a conversation that was had.
So he was a little nervous about the, he had found this backwater pond and it was real tough to access and it took forever. It took him 35 minutes in, obviously 35 minutes out. He couldn't run it. He said there were logs in it. So he had to go in on a trolling motor. So it just took a ton of time. He thought there was a feeder coming in on the backside through the woods and he thought it was going to be clean water and it was not. So when he got to where he wanted to fish, he was disappointed because it was kind of blown out, but he thought he could figure it out. He wasted about 3 hours and then got out of there. And I think, what did he catch? 13.8 or something the first day.
Weights were stacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super tight. So what he was banking on for kind of a bigger, that next quality fish was gone. So
I think I remember looking after day two, after they had all weighed in, the differential between first and 30th was like, it wasn't much. It was like 3 pounds or 3.5 pounds, something like that.
An ounce-a-thon. I mean, there were many places that were, you had four guys tied for, had the same weight. It was nuts.
Doobie weighed in halfway through day two and they had him at 36th and he ended up 76th.
Yeah. He had a tough day two for sure.
I mean, those weights were impressive that everyone caught them, but they were just so close.
You couldn't make a mistake in that one.
No, not at all.
3 pounders are gold up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can get to that 15 pound mark, like you're doing good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder what 60 pounds would have caught you or got you even.
I think it was like top five.
That's top for sure. Top 10. I don't know if it'd be top five. I think it was top 10 or top five. But yeah, good job to everyone this year. That was a fun event to watch. Angler of the Year finished up. Chris Johnston, 776 points. Trey, 768. We predicted that Chris, well, all three of us predicted that Chris would end up winning Angler of the Year, and he did. I do have a question, though. So Trey finished higher than he did, right?
No.
He didn't?
No, because they were tied going into that event.
They were.
So that's why it came down to the last day. So after day one, Jay Shakir actually took over the Angler of the Year lead. Mm. And then it was Corey and Trey. After day two, I think Trey took over the Angler of the Year lead. And then it was Chris and Jay Shakir. And then day three, Chris ended up catching, I think he ended up catching a big one like later in the day and ended up culling right at the last second from the sounds of it, like right at the mouth of the Black River where they weigh in. And that gave him that extra bump to pull it out.
Wow. I was trying to look it up, but I don't think I have time to look it up. But yeah, it was interesting. I just don't know how. I guess I'm unfamiliar with how the point system works. Is it just strictly based off of like your final, what you technically placed in the tournament?
Yeah, just okay. When the tournament's over.
Okay.
Doesn't matter day one, day two, day three, day four. Well, I guess day four does matter.
Right.
But that's all that matters is okay. At the end of the tournament, when you stop fishing, that's how many points you get.
Gotcha. Okay. And then Kyoyo Fujita, third, Jay Shakurit. Got it that time.
Ooh, you sure did.
I look at that.
Shakurit.
Had to put down the pronunciation. Jay Shakurit, fourth place. Will Davis Jr., fifth. I do want to talk about Rookie of the Year. Did you guys look at that at all?
They built it up a little bit, and
yeah,
it who came in second after
Emil
Wagner.
Wagner.
Yeah. So he had.
I didn't know if it was going to be Wagner or Wagner.
he had a mechanical. He had a breakdown on day two.
Did he? I didn't know about that.
He lost a lower. I think late morning or early. It was like around 10. So that's going to probably haunt him for a little bit.
Yep.
You only get one shot to win Rookie of the Year too. Yeah. Like you're only a rookie once.
That is true.
You can compete in Angler of the Year every single year. Mm-hmm. Only one chance at Rookie of the Year.
Tucker Smith pulled out Rookie of the Year. He also placed ninth in Angler of the Year. Interesting enough.
Roommates, I believe.
Are they?
I believe so.
I didn't know that. Tucker Smith, 647 points. Emil Wagner. This is a big jump between first and second. Tucker with 647, Emil with 571. That's a big jump.
But it's just rookies.
It is just rookies.
Yeah. So there's only so many.
Between second and fifth, they were all in the 500 range. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty close. But yeah, good event, good year, I would think. I know we're pretty excited to see what happens next year. I know we're all kind of looking at the cut line and seeing who all is going to come up next. So,
interested to see how it all shakes out with double qualifiers, legends exemptions,
people retiring,
all that kind of stuff. It'll be interesting to see what all happens.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. The retirement part is really, I think the whole qualifying thing to me doesn't make sense because I don't know what it means to double qualify and to, you know, the legends thing. I have no idea what that means.
So the legends exemption, if you've won a classic or maybe if you've won Angler of the Year.
Good question.
You get a legends exemption.
Like one time?
You get one exemption. So you can come back and re-qualify essentially with that legends exemption.
Like Randy Howell this year.
So Randy Howell didn't go through the opens to requalify when he came over from the Bass Pro Tour.
Right.
Because he's a previous classic champion, he could just go ahead and fish the Elite Series.
Right.
Now they only give out so many exemptions per year. Like there's only so many exemption spots. Jordan Lee is a perfect example as well.
Gotcha.
Bobby Lane did that as well on the Bass Pro Tour. He took a year off from the Bass Pro Tour and fished the opens to try and make it back to the Elites. He didn't make it back to the Elites. So he used his exemption from winning Red Crest to go back to the Bass Pro Tour.
Hmm. Okay.
And then the double qualifiers. So if a guy was fishing the Elites and then he qualified through the Opens as well in the same year, then they would just go down one extra spot.
Okay. I feel like that gets really complicated on Bassmaster's side.
I'm glad I don't have to figure it out.
Yeah. That sounds like a pain in the butt, but that'll be interesting. We will do an episode on that at some point.
I've seen guys doing videos and breakdowns and everything already.
Yeah.
Like for who is in, who's out. Like
my head starts spinning.
Yeah.
It's.
Somebody had, I'm not going to say who, but we know who posted it. Somebody had a chart of like the percentages of who's going to make it and who all is what and everything else. And, that was interesting to see, but I was trying to follow along. I love looking at the numbers of everything. But even I was like, that none of this is making a whole lot of sense to me. Like, we won't know until we just know.
We won't know until after the opens are done.
Correct. For sure.
And that's the other thing. So with the EQs, those guys, can they requalify? Like the guys, if they were to jump over and fish the three EQ events?
Yeah. So they can fish all three of them. And if they're in the top 10, then they can requalify for Elite Series.
Yeah. So we literally will have no clue, because any of the guys that are outside right now have the opportunity to go fish the three EQs, and they can make it from fishing those three EQs.
Right.
Like, hey guys, I'm back. Like nothing even happened.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. That's interesting.
That's going to happen.
Like, yeah.
One of the guys that are on the out, I feel like it's going to end up happening. Yeah,
could be one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you said, I'm glad I'm not in charge of having to do that. That sounds like a pain. But yeah, that's interesting. So good event, good year. We are wrapped up on the year. Looking forward to next year. Do you guys have anything else you want to add to this episode?
I'm good. I think Ryan's ready to get deer stand here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Do his thing.
I'm hunting season.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about deer.
Do you hunt?
I've been a couple times.
Had no idea.
Yeah. I'd get my red flannel out and go sit on a 5-gallon bucket in the woods.
Homer Fudd hat.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
I have a funny story about that. My dad one time, it's like the swivel seats that you put on a bucket. Mm-hmm. He had one of those. And this was when I was like little, like maybe 6 or 7 years old, not very big. But we went out to middle of this field and he was sitting in the bushes, like sitting on this. And all he brought was that to sit on. He was like, just lay down. Hang out for a little bit. If you want, if I don't see anything, you can have a turn on the gun, whatever. After about 5 minutes, I fell asleep and was just snoring. He was like, yeah, we were out there for 3 hours. I didn't see anything because you were scaring them off because you were snoring. But,
you've been a soccer fan ever since.
Yeah, that's correct. anyways, good episode. I think that's it for us. You guys don't have anything else to add. I don't have anything else to add. So let's get out of here. Thanks for watching. If you tuned in for this long, hopefully you'll see us next episode. Like, comment, subscribe on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Apple Podcasts. I can name 15.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah. We are on iHeartRadio.
I know.
We're also on Dazzle, I think. I don't even know what Dazzle is, but we're on it.
Bedazzle?
No, not Bedazzle.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on Dazzle. Maybe. I don't know.
The Dazzle.
Yeah. So do that on there. Subscribe, like, comment. We'll see you guys later.
Peace.